This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Well, we are back for another year on the afternoons program, and I tell you what, this guy—the contract negotiations were intense. At times, they were aggressive, but we've done it. We've secured the services of Trent Thomas. He's the general manager of Media Week. He's also the editor as well. And I know a lot of people have told me over the summer how much they enjoy this segment. It's great to have Trent on the line for 2023. G'day, Trent.
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going? Our contract negotiations were a bit like the NBA, CBA. There was lockouts, there was walkaways, but we got there in the end.
We got there in threats and counter-threats and everything in between. In all seriousness, mate, I spoke to a number of people across the time away in summer, and they all mentioned how much they like this segment. So there's a lot of interest, especially, obviously, from media people. I'm going to ask you a very broad question to kickstart 2023, and we've been watching it, and it's difficult in a lot of households on a Friday night. You're sitting there, the tennis is on, the cricket's on. You might have a difference of opinion between you and loved ones, but who won the summer? Was it Channel 7 and the cricket, maybe Fox and the cricket, or Channel 9 and the tennis?
You know how I love broad questions, Jimmy. it's really hard to quantify who won. Obviously, 7 and Fox and the cricket had a much broader period of time. I think if you circled it into a two-week period, then the tennis would have had a stronger results. But if you look at it of who got the most people in the door over like the 2 months of summer cricket, it was 7 and Fox. If you looked at who made the most money overall, once again, probably 7 and Fox, but who made the most money per day, probably the Oz Open.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to compare such a concentrated period to such a broad one. But I think overall, both of them are pretty happy with their results. Obviously, Australian Open was down a bit year on year, but when you have no Ash Barty, no Nick Kyrgios, the doubles aren't bringing in a million people a night because Kyrgios and Kyriakos isn't in it. So it's not like for like. It's like comparing a World Cup of Australia going to the final to a World Cup without Australia in it at all.
Yes.
And you have Novak Djokovic played every match at night because they had no other big names to kind of put on.
Yep. Lots of different things going into it too. I was just looking at the numbers for last night, the final, and obviously it was an abbreviated final than to some of the games that we have seen, so that plays a part as well. But 1.3 million people, and that's just on the free-to-air. That's not counting the streaming numbers, etc., which is where I was watching it last night. So Nine are happy with that, you say?
Yeah. I think when you're comparing the actual final, I think the narrative changes slightly. Because if you look at the last 4 years, Djokovic and Sofia Apus, it was 1.3, but then Nadal and Medvedev was 1.6.
Right.
And then Djokovic, Medvedev was 1.1. So it ranges. So it was higher than the 2021 final, but much lower than 2022. And it was lower than 2020 where Djokovic played Dominic theme. So the Djokovic first, the next gen of tennis, there's a bit of a up and down range there. So I think they would be relatively happy considering it was, I think, by like most tennis people's standards, a pretty bland tournament,
right,
especially coming off of last year.
Yep.
So I think 1.3 plus all the streaming numbers will probably bring it close to 2 million. So I think they'd be pretty happy with that, but I wouldn't say overly ecstatic. But I think it was a win enough to justify the money they've spent on it and give them momentum into next year. Obviously, the huge drop-off was in the women's final, which was 762,000. The year before was 2.5 million. But once again, it's not really comparable because of Ash Barty winning the Oz Open last year. that was the highest ranking final the last 5 years with men and women. So not really fair to compare those, but still down compared to the previous years before that, where Osaka and Brady had 849 and Keenan and Muguruza had 890.
Yeah.
So, but that probably is reflective of a transitioning audience across the streaming. So you could probably argue the women's final either stayed steady or went up when you factor in 2 years worth of streaming transitions. So the men's final probably had a bit more of a drop off than the women's in the end.
Yeah, right. No, that's the really good point you make, and we've talked about it a lot last year, and that is the change in technology and what that means now, the adoption of it. It's something similar across the BBL as well. One thing I want, some good numbers for Fox Cricket, so they'll be happy. Decent numbers for Channel 7 too with their free-to-air coverage of that as we get to the pointy end of the season. I think what's something that's come up, and it's a bit of a question without notice for you, Trent, but the remote commentary, which was highlighted in that Sixers versus Scorchers game where they thought Moses Enriquez had hit a six in commentary because they couldn't see, and unfortunately the camera person lost it, and then in the end it was a couch, which basically highlighted, I think, what a lot of people in the industry have known for a long time, and that is on a lot of occasions now, for all sorts of reasons, mostly the pandemic, the commentators aren't in the stadium. Do you see it as a problem, or in my opinion, it's not going anywhere?
Yeah, I think unfortunately it's a problem for the purists. I mean, if you look at ratings and commercial returns, one or two faux pas a season won't cause too much of an impact on the bottom line. So you're unlikely to see that change anytime soon. I think it happens a lot less than it does happen, but yeah, it's hard. Makes it much harder for the commentators being in that remote situation in those certain situations. But it's just the economy and the world we live in today. I think some of the things that we hold a nostalgia to or might be slightly better is making way for the modern approach to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the other thing I was reading, as I do every day, the Media Week email that goes out, the morning report, the daily news, all in one place. Now, Michael Stevenson is Nine's chief sales officer. He's talking about the summer of tennis, this unique content into the behemoth that is Married at First Sight. Trent, my mind went to, how do we get cross-promotion in that? How do we get someone from the summer of tennis into Married at First Sight? Because then... Now Channel 9 have themselves some unique content. Any thoughts?
Yeah. I believe that's called corporate synergy, Jimmy. And
oh.
I think the person that's always free that time of the year is Bernard Tomic. After the qualifiers are over, he's got nothing but time.
Oh, that is ruthless. I was even looking at the great Mark Philippoussis, who, even though he's age 45, still looks magnificent. I'm not aware of his marital status, but maybe he could be someone.
Well, winding back the clock. Winding back the clock, I remember about 20 years ago, he did that dating reality show, how he had one set of 20-year-olds and one set of cougars.
Oh.
And he had to pick one. So he's got history for reality dating. Oh. I can't remember at all what it was called, but he did do a dating reality show.
Oh, wow.
He was one of back when The Bachelor was only in its infancy. He was a trendsetter, trailblazer, so maybe he could go back to his reality TV show roots and go with math.
You might have to. Do you remember? Did he go the youngster? Did he go the cougar? What was the outcome?
Almost certain he went the youngster.
Right. Okay. Okay. That might change now with the more advanced years of Mark Philippoussis. We can only speculate. Hey, great to have a chat, mate. Really looking forward to doing it for the rest of the year. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks, Jimmy. You too.